Do you want to divert a space plane for a rescue? Oliver asked. Not without confirmation that someone is alive down there. It was a hell of an explosion. The electron matrices must have shorted out.
Neat trick if you can do it, Oliver said. They have a lot of safeguards built in.
Do you suppose that electronic warfare?
Sir, message from the Villeneuve's Revenge, the communications officer said. Captain Duchamp says the invaders have boarded his ship.
What?
That was one of the space planes we lost contact with, Oliver said.
You mean they're up in orbit? Terence asked.
Looks like it.
Christ!
He datavised the processor managing the command communication channels, ready to issue a general alert. But his neural anonics informed him a couple of starships were leaving their assigned orbital slots. When he requested the strategic display, it showed him Datura and Gramin under acceleration, rising out of the 1,000-kilometer orbit. His fist hit the acceleration couch cushioning.
What is happening?
The space planes from both the Datura and Gramin experienced communication difficulties, Oliver said in a strained voice. He glanced over at Terence Smith. The ordinarily prim bureaucrat looked haunted.
Cut them out of our communications net, Terence ordered. Now, I don't want them to access our observation satellite data.
They're running, Oliver said. They must be heading for a jump coordinate.
Not my problem.
The hell it isn't.
If they're Xenox, you'll be letting them loose in the Confederation.
If they have the technology to put together that cloud, they already have bloody starships.
My concern and mission is Lalonde. I'm not sending the Blackhawks to intercept them. We don't have the numbers to send ships off on a wild goose chase.
Their drives aren't right, Oliver said. They aren't burning the fuel cleanly.
Look at the spectroscopic analysis.
Not now. Fuck it, Terence shouted. He glared at Oliver. Contribute something positive or shut up.
His neural anonics linked him into the communication processor, opening direct channels to the remaining starships.
This is an emergency warning, he datavised.
Even as the painful phrase emerged, he wondered how many listeners were still under his command.
The Lady Macbeth bridge was completely silent as Terence Smith's voice came out of the AV pillars.
Oh, Jesus, Joshua moaned. That's all we need.
It looks like Datura and Gramin are preparing to jump, Sarah said. Sensor clusters and thermo dump panels are retracting, she frowned.
Most of them, anyway. Their thrust is very erratic. They should be above the 5,000-kilometer gravity field boundary in another 4 minutes.
This invasion force is too big, isn't it? Joshua said. We're not going to save Lalonde.
Not with what we've got.
Looks that way, Divey said in a subdued tone.
Right then.
Joshua's mind was immediately full of trajectory graphics. A whole range of possible jump coordinates to nearby inhabited star systems popped up.
You'll be abandoning Kelly, a voice in his head said.
It's her choice.
But she didn't know what was happening.
He instructed the flight computer to retract the thermodump panels. Fully extended, the panels couldn't withstand high G acceleration, and if he was going to run, he wanted to do it fast.
As soon as Ashley returns, we're leaving, he announced.
What about the Merc team? Warlow asked.
They're dependent on us, knocking out the invaders' bases.
They knew the risks.
Kelly is with them.
Joshua's mouth tightened into a hard line. The crew were looking at him with a mixture of sympathy and concern.
I'm thinking of you, too, he said. The invaders are coming up here after us. I can't order you to stay in these circumstances.
Jesus, we gave it our best shot. There isn't going to be any mayup again. That's all we ever really came for.
We can make one attempt to pick them up, Sarah said. One more orbit. 100 minutes isn't going to make much difference.
And who's going to tell Ashley he has to go down there again? The invaders will know he's coming down for a pickup.
I'll pilot the space plane down, Melvin said, if Ashley doesn't want to.
She's my friend, Joshua said, and it's my space plane.
If there's any trouble in orbit, then we'll need you, Joshua, Divey said.
The slightly built node specialist was uncharacteristically firm.
You are the best captain I've ever known. This is both melodramatic and unnecessary, Warlow said.